Yes, we went, and yes again we're back. It is the Misplaced Bostonians. Welcome back to the show, guys. I'm sorry we've been away for so long. I can't help it, these things happen. I'll try and keep them more regularly, more updated as the season goes on. So we've got a lot to cover this show. You'll have to excuse the grass cutter if you can hear in the background in the studio. It won't be long, don't worry. So we got quite a few things to talk about this episode. It's not going to be too long. Just wanted to get out there, throw a few things in the air. If you're a first-time listener to the show, the best way to get in contact with us is to email us at tmbpodcast@gmail.com. That's the email we check regularly. Also, we have a MySpace, which is fairly new. It's been going now. We've got quite a few listeners on there and interact with people. I get to have a good chat with a lot of people on there. So if you want to have a chat with us on there, that address is myspace.com/TMB podcast. You can say what you like about the show, what you don't like about the show, anything you want, stuff you want to say. If you want to be on the show, you can record your thoughts about the show, send them in to us to that email address, and I'll work it into the show with the power of technology. We've also got another fan of the Misplaced Bostonians who helps out quite a lot. To Mackie, he's going to be on the phone later in the show. But first, let's see what we've got lined up for this week. Right, so far the Red Sox are on top. They've been doing a great job. We'll come into that in more detail. We've also got Joe Torre getting ejected. As far as the Yankee games go, we've got the Yankees pitcher getting ejected. We've got the All-Star vote. We've got Beckett coming back. We've got a few things we talk about. So let's first get into how well the Red Sox are doing this season. I'm by myself this week again, so you have to forgive the lack of interesting and humour in the show. I've been talking to a lot of people to see what they think about if this is a good thing or a bad thing sort of so early on in the season. I think that obviously the Red Sox fans say it's a good thing, of course it is, but what we all know, which is what I'm glad to hear, is that all the fans are definitely very wary that we can't get too cocky, we can't get ahead of ourselves, that there is a possibility of it all coming down and we never know what might happen. Of course, as Sox fans, we all know anything could happen. But I'm glad to hear in the interviews, if you guys have been watching and in the interviews with the players, they're all very much focused on keeping up the streak and just keeping it going and just keeping ahead. They know it's important, and I think if the management's got that, the players have got that, and the fans have got that, I think it'll work. So I think if they all just focus and keep it going, they'll do a good job. If you've got any other thoughts on that, I'd love to hear. If you can email them and tell me what you think, it'd be great to hear. Right, now we're going to go over to Mackie. Mackie's helped me out with this week's show because I haven't got anyone in the studio with me. He's on the phone line. You have to apologise for the poor quality of sound. He's on the phone. It's over to Mackie.
Hey, thanks. It's good to be here, man.
Right. I'm good, thanks. Glad you could be with us this time. Right, so if we can just go through what the Sox have been up to recently. You know, if you can break down last few games, let's say the Cleveland series that we swept and the last couple of games that we've played, if you can just break them down for us and our fans, and we can get into a bit of discussion about that.
Sure, no problem. Right, last weekend we had a series against Texas in Texas, and it went really well, and we swept them. Then we flew home to Fenway, and in game Cleveland, and we held them. Beckett came off the DL on Tuesday, pitched like he hadn't missed a game at all, and in the end we beat the Cleveland 2-1.
When Beckett came back, I didn't see the game when he came back. How was that? Did he pitch all right? How long did he pitch for?
Seven innings. Strong innings.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I like it. Right. As far as the Texas series go, that was a good sweep. We won. I forget what the first game score was. Do you remember the first game score?
Don't know, but let me just check it because I've got it up on this.
I can tell the listeners out there the second game was 7-4 and the third game was 6-5. To us, and that was I watched those games. They're really good. I think wasn't so much sort of a practice game, but I think we had to work our way through it. But I still think it was a good win. wasn't easy, but I think it was a reasonably comfortable win. Would you agree with that?
It is a brilliant series all round.
Yeah, excellent.
Proper hitting.
And Schilling's come back recently from his little three-inning stint the other day. When was that? When he had three innings and he came out?
Yeah, wasn't that last Wednesday in Seahanks?
Oh, that's the one, yeah. Okay. I'm glad you're up to speed with it.
Yeah, game one against Texas was 10-6.
10-6. I knew it was a big score, that one. 10-6. I'm very impressed with the runs that we've been getting so far by all the guys. I think they've all sort of been pulling their own weight. Yeah. Which is good,
Enter Kevin Youkilis.
Yeah, definitely.
22 game hitting streak going into tonight.
Yeah.
That's, I think, tied first in the majors, or second behind Ichiro with 23.
Ichiro's always been one of my favourites, so to hear him, he's behind that, and that's it's great stuff to hear, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a brilliant swing, in that Ichiro.
Yeah, he has, no. Is it Ichiro who swings the bat, and as he swings it, he runs off? Is that Ichiro?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love how he does that. I think it's a great idea, yeah. Very clever.
Yeah, I tried to replicate each roll swing once when I was taking batting practice. Yeah, I think I pat right, so I ended up running down to the third base.
All right, for those of you guys in the UK that listen to the show, if you guys watch the games on Five over in the UK, next game you can catch is Sunday, 3rd of June, starts at 1 o'clock on Channel 5. We then have a break for the hockey on Wednesday, so it'll be Sunday 10th of June at 1 o'clock will be the next game you can catch. The one after that will then be Wednesday 13th of June, and that's at 1:30 on 5. Those are all the dates I've been given so far. Mackie, tell me what you've got to say at the moment.
Right, well, just looking at it, we've got the Yankees this weekend. As you said, Sunday live on 5. But at the minute, it's the fourth series, and Red Sox are winning them 6-3.
6-3, that's a good lead, I like it. So we're after, assuming we, hopefully we'll win a few games, possibly not all of them, but let's say we win the majority of them. Where are we off to next?
After Oakland.
Oakland next, okay, so we've got the home advantage now and then we go away.
Yeah, so I think we're on a West Coast trip.
West Coast trip, okay, excellent, right.
Yeah, we don't like it out west, so no. It's like 3 a.m. and I'm not watching.
It's true. For those of you that regularly check up on RedSox.com, there's regular news headlines and items like that. Just one at the moment, titled "A Hefty Lead Offers Red Sox No Comfort." This is an article about how far ahead we are compared to the rest of the game at the moment. I'd just like to read you a quote from Curt Schilling, and I quote, "This is not a town where you'll ever be allowed to sit back, and we don't have that personality. We've got a clubhouse full of guys who are pros, who come to play every day and understand that 9 innings in front of you are the most important 9 innings of the year. With this much talent, there's a pretty good combination," end quote. That's from Curt Schilling in response to this. In response to people saying, can we lie back now? Can we take a bit of a break? Now, all the fans will say, no. You know, we can't let up, you know, just in case, because this is what always happens, isn't it? And it's good to think that the players think this as well. They're not regarding it any differently. They're just going to keep playing like they always do and get their heads down, just keep going. Because I think if we let up and think, oh, sorry, we've got a bit of a gap, we can, you know, undo our shirts a little bit, you know, around the collar, then no, I think that's not the right thing to do, because I think then they'll catch us up. I think as long as we keep our heads under. Would you agree with that? As long as we keep our heads, you know, keep going.
Yeah, it says, and I've read that article as well, so I found it earlier.
Yeah.
It says something about teams that sit back on leads, they're ones that tend to let them slip.
Yeah.
So don't want to do that. So clearly, it's a good mentality to have, though, not sit back.
Yeah, it's good to see that Tito thinks that as well. You know, I think the whole organisation has that view, and I think it's a good view to have. Right, are there any last points, Mackie, that you wish to add to the show?
Gold Ducks in the Stanley Cup.
Oh, yes, let's quickly bring it up. I know it's not a ice hockey show, but you know, the Stanley Cup's here. It's the Ducks that are winning so far. You all know that. What do you think the final score's going to be?
Before the series started, I said Ducks would take 6.
6.
So I wouldn't be surprised if it went to 6, or I wouldn't be surprised if Anaheim won it 4-0 either.
Well, I'm hoping that Ottawa can get a few wins in, just to sort of, you know, give the rival, you know, a bit more sort of fan interaction, a bit more rivalry in that. But I am rooting for the Ducks, I have to say. And I must also add, they are Mighty Ducks, and they'll always be Mighty Ducks.
Damn right.
That's right. Mackie, thank you very much for joining the show on the phone. Appreciate that, and hopefully we'll see you next time.
Thanks for having me, man.
The bottom line is the Yankees suck.
I'd like to say thanks to Mackie for doing that for the show. We appreciate that, and hopefully we can have you back another time, Mackie. Thank you. That was also recorded before the start of the Yankees series, so that's why it's a little bit dated, but I hope you can still refer to that. Right, so we're now at the Yankees series. This is we've had two games so far at the moment. We've got another game tonight. And, you know, let's see what we've got so far. So the first game, we lost. You all know we lost. It wasn't the best game. I mean, we had a few good hits here and there, and I was pleased, but what can you say? I don't know. You watched the game. I only watched some of the game. I didn't see all of it. I caught the end of it, and I wasn't too impressed. But I think we can let the Yankees have one game. I don't think it's a huge problem letting them have the one game out of, you know, how many games we've won. So I think we can still hold the lead while having that game. You know, while them having that game. So that's that was the Yankees 9, the Red Sox 5. I mean, I'm not too worried about the pitching of that game. I think we can just leave that game and move on to the next game, really, because what can you do? It's done now. So, the most recent game we've had was last night, and it was 11-6 to the Sox. Just a few things I'd like to go over as far as that first Yankee game goes. I'm sure you guys all watched it, so you all know what happened. But we all saw Joe Torre get ejected from the game. Now, I didn't see that part of the game. We just caught some of the highlights. I'm not entirely sure that what was that about, other than arguing with one of the calls about one of the bases. I don't see why he had to take it that far. I'm sure if he just made his point and stepped back, that would have been enough. I think whatever he did to annoy the umpire was not necessary. So again, I think that's his fault, and I think that's part of the Yankee way of life. Also, the other thing that happened in that game, which you know about, which I did see, was Euclid getting hit. Now, he didn't actually get hit in the face, as I'm sure you all saw. He got clipped on the shoulder just below, and it came up just below the neck, as I'm sure you're all well aware. Now, I think Dumpo is right in ejecting the pitcher. Now, I'm going to say this wrong, but I'm going to say it anyway. Pitcher Proctor. I've been reading a couple of articles about it and what he said in response to that, because we all know the bullpen's emptied and it all sparked off, but I think... Fortunately, it didn't, because I'd like to keep as many players as possible without getting injured yet, because I think that's the key to our success, is we haven't had that many injuries yet, which I just pray that we don't have any more, you know, any major injuries throughout the season. So we know Posada stopped Uke from going and getting into contact with with the pitcher and you know, throwing things off a bit. So I think that was quite strong of him, just to, as a Yankee player, just to be able to step in and say, you know, look, don't worry about it, move on. I don't know what was going on there, but I just think, you know, I'm glad that was stopped, because I don't want to see anyone getting hurt. It's the last thing I want to see, even if I do hate those guys. But I'll just read a couple of things that that came up is in some of the articles on MLB.com. Proctor said that he didn't intentionally mean to pitch it at him. He said it was the count was 2-2, and it just veered off a little bit. As far as I'm concerned, he intended to hit him. We'd hit three Yankee players previously with three different pitches, as I'm sure you're all aware. And so, as far as I'm concerned, I think he intended to hit him. I think going for the head is a little bit extreme, and that's why you get ejected straight away. And it was a little bit obvious, I think. So, as far as I'm concerned, he was pitching very well, I'd say, at the time. So I think to veer off at that much of an angle, I think, is a little bit extreme. So, you know, if he had hit him in on the elbow or something, I think that's acceptable. But I think the way he threw the pitch, I think definitely not. And also something else to look into is the fact that he served a 4-game suspension and paid a $1,500 fine earlier in the season for throwing at a Seattle player. I don't know if you guys remember that, but he sounds like he's got a little bit of a reputation for that. So, you know, make what you will of that. Right, so the second Yankee game was last night. Everything, I think, went pretty well last night. We won 11-6, as you all know. I'd say I was very happy with the pitching, happy with the batting. Obviously, there's a few things, a few different things we could have done, I think, that would have helped. But I think the Yankees made a lot of mistakes, which I think helped us win. I think without those, the major two errors they got, I think it would have been a closer game. But it's good to see that we're still focused in the game, and we're still with it. You know, I think it's good, especially with the Yankees. We need to always be focused and make sure that we can get the runs. So all runs are good runs. And yeah, there you go. Email me with your opinion on that game. I didn't see all the game; just saw the end of it. So I'm not going to talk about too much about that because otherwise it's going to sound like I don't know what I'm talking about even more. So yeah, email us in, then we can have a chat next time with about that. Right, the All-Star vote. Have you voted yet? Personally, I haven't voted yet. I'm going to be voting soon. I saw just now that Puppy's leading the first base vote with over 600,000 votes. So if we can keep that up, I'd like to see Puppy play first base. He doesn't play very often, but I like seeing him play it. I think it's great, but yeah, well, you go vote for the players. This is what I always have a chat about with people is when it comes to the All-Star is I like voting for the Red Sox players. But obviously, if I think someone else has done better in a different team, then I won't vote for them. I think a lot of people vote for just Red Sox people, which is you can see why if you're a fan, and you know vice versa with the other teams, etc. But I mean, I think at the end of the day, you vote for who the best player is in that position, and I'm sure that's how the majority of people vote. But there are some out there which don't. So I think you've got to make sure that you vote for the best player because it's the All Stars all about seeing the best of the best, isn't it? So, yeah, guys, make sure you get your votes in, and we'll see you at the All-Star game. So just to round up the Yankee games, we've got Beckett pitching the last game tonight, so hopefully we can pull out another win and just keep the lead nice, strong and steady. So good luck to the boys out there now. Right, well, finishing up with the Yankees, I'd just like to talk about Clemens briefly. He's tweaked his right groin while pitching for the AAA team on Monday. Now there is an article I've just got up here on screen now, and it's talking about what he says. He went and told Cashman that he did have a problem, he wouldn't be able to pitch straight away, which is what the Yankees were getting him ready to pitch for the White Sox series, or game, should I say. And Cashman said, quote, "I tell you what, I'm happy that he told us. I think a lot of other people in his position would be in a position to come up. That's not him. He's a team guy, he feels he's almost ready, but he's not taking anything for granted. He knows we're counting on him seriously, and a lot of people probably would have taken a different approach," end quote. Now, when he says he's a team guy, this is the player who's going to come in halfway through a season to the MLB. Now, we know he's a legend. We know he's like one of the best pitchers out there, probably the best pitcher out there. And even though we did want him with us, I keep getting a little bit annoyed at how he thinks he's the big shot. And okay, he's a big shot, so he can do what he wants. But I still get very agitated at how he gets to treat everything in. But I'm just getting a little bit annoyed at how everyone is sort of praising him and doing whatever he says. I think if he's a team player, he'd have been playing earlier in the season maybe to help them out because they're kind of sucking at the moment right now. But what can I do? I just wanted to make a point that I'm sure he's a good guy, but I think the way he sort of decides to play halfway through a season, I'm not so sure about, and get paid the amount of money he does. I think he should just be either in the season or out, or just get paid half the amount. One of the other guys. Right, so that's about it for this show. I'm sorry it's been very short. We're very busy at the moment, that's why I'm by myself. Hopefully I can get some more guests next time. It won't be too long next time, guys. So I'll see you then. Seeing that we're on the Yankees series at the moment, I just found a song on MySpace that I'd like to share with you. This guy that made the song is called Kelta Kelly. You can find him at myspace.com/Kelta Kelly. That's spelled CAILTEKELLEY. Kelta Kelly. myspace.com/Kelta Kelly. And I hope you enjoy the song.
Johnny Damon! Stomach turns when you walk by. When I think of what you did, my heart begins to cry. Johnny Damon,
Johnny Damon,
I despise you,
I despise
and
you.
You'll never be an MVP. Now you'll learn how spiteful Boston fans can be. You're hitting, you do a good job. In the leadoff space, you always get on base. In the outfield, the expression on your face, the ball bounces once or twice before reaching second base. Oh, Johnny Damon,
Johnny Damon,
how I loathe
how
you.
I loathe
and
you.
I'm glad now that you're a Yankee. With your pretty sissy haircut, what a pansy you'll be. All your teammates will act like your friends, 'cause you're driving round town in a Mercedes-Benz. And Matsui will do the best he can. He has another role as your cutoff man. Oh, Johnny Damon,
Johnny Damon,
I don't know you.
I don't know.
You've turned into a greedy guy. When your wife leaves you for A-Rod, now you'll know just why.